Oh, this rules. So this caller called in last hour and gave away like one of the things that happens in the new Harry Potter book.
The ending.
I don't know if that's necessarily ending.
It was the big twist.
The big twist, yeah.
Is it the big twist? Are you sure about that? Or is it just something that happens?
No.
I mean, is it a twist that the headmaster dies? Is it a twist the headmaster dies? Is that when the book reaches its zenith when he dies? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Is it when he no longer breathes?
Yes.
Will the headmaster go to heaven?
No.
Or will he rot with the leaves?
Yes.
All right. Well, I got this email. Don Schrier, an adult.
Right.
This is the greatest stuff ever, man.
All right.
An adult. Fan of Harry Potter fantasy books.
I'm listening.
Enjoys a good tale of fantasy and whimsy. Who doesn't enjoy a tale of a pre-adolescent wizard?
Right.
What are you reading? Oh, it's a story about a 13-year-old wizard.
That's the thing. How do you, if you're an adult, go to the office with a Harry Potter book?
And not be poked for being a pedophile.
You got to take the jacket off one of your other books. And
this is from Don. This is just from Don. And this email, not to me, it's to info@christopherlittle.net, which I take it is the publisher or something.
No. All right.
Dear sirs, I am an avid fan of Miss Rowling, and I enjoy her books considerably. I realize your company represents Miss Rowling. Much to my chagrin, I'm not making this up, I had the new book ruined for me this morning by Fred Toucher, a DJ on Radio 99X in Atlanta, Georgia, as he disclosed the fact that the headmaster died. Now, I spent a full value on this book. However, I have not had the chance to read it. I have also sued the publishers of Green Eggs and Ham for telling me that the ham was 8. I have not had the chance to read it. Now, it would appear that this gentleman has ruined the book by disclosing the ending of the book. There's no way of projecting how much revenue will be lost at the closure of this ending. Not only that they were calling it a kid's book and ridiculing adults for reading it. They had a listener call up and told them this after they spent a good 15 minutes expounding upon the book and its ending. I feel that it's only reasonable that having spent money for the book, I should be permitted to enjoy the book. This will ruin the climax of the story for me, and now I wonder how many people would feel this way and how Miss Rowling would feel about this. I hope you will be able to forward this on to Miss Rowling and make her aware of how much negative effect this may have on the selling of her book and how this may affect her revenue. Thank you very much for taking the time to review this comment of an upset fan.
Yeah, the book could end up losing money now.
That's well, I fear for her economic welfare.
Yeah, considering she's one of the wealthiest people in all of the United Kingdom.
I had a friend of mine just email me and said she had to turn over to NPR.
Well, this is from Greg Muffalato. That was the best thing I've heard in forever. The next caller who calls up to complain, tell them to go call the retarded buddy and take a trip to the store to buy some more Yu-Gi-Oh cards to trade.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
And then I got this. There's more more spoilers for children's literature at your site. Please do the Headmaster Dies song all morning. And then I got the BBC has a link with a bunch of spoilers from the Harry Potter book up on it too, apparently.
Well, I imagine once that book comes out, there's all sorts of spoilers. It's been out a week.
Yeah, it's been out for a long time. And it's HTTP... http and all that stuff, news.bbc.co.uk, and then there's a bunch of stuff up there.
Maybe these people are really just mad at themselves because the book's been out for a whole week and it hasn't been important enough to them to read the thing yet.
You call yourself a fanboy?
Yeah, maybe you just feel guilt that you have not really responded like a real fan would and read it.
Katie Healy writes, "You mother effer. Man toucher, I like your show and everything, but why give away the damn ending to Harry Potter? Yes, I am a Harry Potter freak. If you were such a freak, you've read the book. And it was the last thing I thought I would wake up on a Friday morning. Yeah, the book came out Saturday, but some people have lives unlike you. I'm not reading a children's book. I mean, granted, I don't have the best life. Work to do, parties to go to, beer to drink, and I know damn well you know about that. Again, a shot at me, alcoholism. Couldn't you at least have waited until Monday, a-hole?"
Yeah, by Monday, people would have read it and not have been angry.
And then the regular guys in Harry Potter. Revelation.
So listen, guys, this morning was one of the funniest I've heard. I can only hope that you guys can make the clip available to listeners. Man, the fun I could have ruining lives of my family and friends who read that crap. Do you guys ever post stuff like that for download on your site? Aren't we supposed to have a
podcast
up now?
Maybe what we should do is the minute you click on our page, automatically that song comes up. Like, you know how people have music on their web page?
All right, Andy, hello.
Hey, would you believe that the fastness of this coming out? I've heard about you guys giving out the ending of Harry Potter on at least two different other radio stations right
what?
Now.
What? Really?
No.
Really. There's only been one other radio station that's actually announced your name as the ones that gave it away.
Who?
At least two other radio stations right now, and I'll tell you what, people are mad. People are mad. It's pathetic. It really is.
Are they calling us villains?
Oh, I wouldn't exactly say villains as so yet, but how dare they put that out there? How dare they tell the ending? People are going to lose so much on it. I'm like, come on, it's just a book. Somebody else is getting rich off of it, not you.
What stations?
Those other guys. If you understand what I mean.
Just say the name. I don't care.
Regular guys.
Oh, really? Someone bitched about it to them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. You know how Larry is. He loves to just stir up anything.
Right. Well, so, I'm sure that he's very upset about the giving away of a children's book ending.
What's he doing defending Harry Potter? Well, you know,
I mean, heck, it probably helps him out. We all know how half educated he is.
Right. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. That's very good. I'm glad that we are fodder for other radio stations. Emily, hello.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
What's up?
What's up, darling?
Can I complain now?
Absolutely, honey bunny.
All right. Well, I think y'all should give a little warning before you spoil something.
I didn't know that the caller was going to do it, though, is my problem. I didn't know.
Okay. Well, I didn't know either. I mean, I just got in the car maybe like 5-10 minutes ago. First thing I hear on my radio is a little song. It's so cute, though.
I'm sure that...
normally we would do what the guy blurted it out.
I'm sure that there's many other adventures to enjoy in the Harry Potter book, except for the fact that... The headmaster dies. The headmaster dies at the end of the book. The headmaster passes away. He rots in the ground. There's no saving him now. J.K. Rowling killed off a fictional character.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Five hotline.
Oh, yeah. Barnes, what's up?
Fred, this is Barnes. Lame FM. I'm sitting here with Furburger. Man, I was only... First page of the book, man, you ruined it.
I've been reading the first page for a week now.
Okay, you and me on the court.
Yeah. Lee, you make a good point. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Okay, so everybody now knows that Dumbledore, whatever his name, dies.
You have to sing it.
They don't know how he dies, so therefore the climax remains. And true fans would have read this book like every other Starbucks freak and had it done in 2 or 3 days.
Absolutely. I totally agree. The headmaster dies. The headmaster dies. He is dead now. Harry Potter fans, you know this. You don't have to atone for your sins because there's no hell. Have a drink on me, because the headmaster dies at the end of Harry Potter. It's everybody celebrate the song. Yay. Wait. I can. Oh, okay, three. Sean, go ahead.
Y'all better watch out. Them Harry Potter fans might put some kind of hex on
you. Oh, you make a good point there. Please don't put a hex on me. I don't even know how he died. Was it a bullet or was it cardiac arrest? Did he drink some poison or did he get caught screwing someone Harry Potter's age? Was he a pedophile? No one knows. No one knows.
It could have been a spell.
Gillen.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey. I just wanted to call and say that Harry Potter book, I work in a Kroger, and on the radio station 99X is on, and we have a big display of Harry Potter books, and there were little kids there with the Harry Potter books, and I saw mothers and children just putting the books back, like reaching into their carts.
You weren't listening to Kroger radio?
Kroger. I work in Kroger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but doesn't Frank C have that? There's Kroger a special. There'd be a special on the chicken.
No, it's not. It's not. We have a radio like a tuner that goes over our
good
our microphone.
Good. I'm glad that you're listening to 99X.
Yeah,
please.
It's great. I love the show.
All right. Thank you. Good.
Goodbye, Dylan.
Michael, you have another spoiler?
Oh no! Yeah,
spoiler alert.
The Bible. I wonder if they know that Jesus dies at the end too.
Oh. Jesus dies just like the headmaster. Will he come back or will it be a disaster? People calling other radio stations tattling.
That's funny.
For Dutcher, Dan gave away the ending.
I always knew he was a jerk, but then he went over the line by disclosing the end of a children's book. He's just a downright crook. What were you thinking? You shouldn't have been drinking.
Hey.
There you go. Now they're starting to rhyme, so we're really hitting a high note now. All right, Kim Lichtenstein's here. We'll talk about the reach around. Republica, ready to go.